time we were holding by its Nikosates Chaim, I think. Elikim Chaim, we spoke about the Chai, that Chias is something that's Nitzchias and so on. I think we're holding Aval Derchetz Nikra Derech. Is that what we're holding, probably? Yeah. So he said, so there is Eitz Chaim, which means it's a very, very firm Netia. It's something that doesn't allow for itself to be in any way moved by something outside. And that's one. Secondly, it also is internally, it's there because it's something that is... anything that's living revitalizes itself, rejuvenates itself, and keeps its own chias. It sort of is self-sufficient, so to speak. Aval derech eretz nikra derech ki hu haderech hayosha she'ena noite li min v'smoil rak hoilech b'yoshe ki kol derech hoilech b'yoshe nikra derech chayim mipnei ki derech eretz v'toychach z'musa. So he's saying a mouthful. He's saying a lot of things over here. He's saying, first of all, it says lishmor derech eitz achayim. There's a derech eitz achayim, and Chazal say chofav doiris kodma derech eretz es teira. Shelim lishmor derech is derech eitz is derech eretz eitz achayim. So the first thing he says derech is. It's not noite limin v'smoil. Let's talk about this a little bit because it's an akuda that he speaks about in other places, and is an important yesod in general. The Maral speaks a lot about how things that are noite yimin v'smoil have a tendency to peter off and to shrivel and so on. We'll reference it in terms of a person's own personality. There are many midas, and all midas can be midas tovos or midas ra'os. The klal gadol is any mida that becomes an end to itself is ra, and leads a person to nowhere, and cannot survive. So, if I take a midah of chesed and I keep going with it all the time, it has no discipline, it has no midah sadin, and so on and so forth, that is ra. And it becomes, it stays ra and so on. The same thing on the opposite, midah sadin, if it becomes ent itself, it just becomes a witch hunt and just mean, and it's destructive. Not good either. Any derech that goes Yosher means it's taking the pieces needed to move it to someplace else. So when I tell you this is a straight road to someplace else, it means that every step of the way is calculated to go to that place. Sometimes it curves because it has to avoid a mountain. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes under. But the word is, this is the derech that describes it is the derech to go there. So anytime a person so any derech, in order for something to be appropriately described as a derech, it needs to be going b'yoisha. Ki chol derech hoylech b'yoisha nikra derech chayim mipnei ki derech eretz hi teichachas musa. Musar is there like the word sar samach resh, which means to go off the derech. Musar is something that is goes. Musar is something that teaches a person where he's going off, where he shouldn't go off, and so on. So Musar is reining in a person that he not go off the derech. So how do I give a person musa? What I do is I tell a person, listen, what's the point of doing this? It's not getting you any place. It's not going any place, and it leads to disappointment. It leads to destruction. It leads to death, and so on and so forth. That's the signaling of Divrei Musa. So real Divrei Musa is when I tell you sharp things to get you to go in a certain derech. That's Divrei Musa. So Divrei Musa are something which lead a person to the Derech Chaim, and it keeps him away from Taif Sukhum. Every time I have an atiyah and I want to indulge, Musa comes along and tells me, you know, you're going to be Rima Teleah, what's the point of it, and so on and so forth. That's the Derech. But Dovah Zeron is Chazal Gamkin B'Mesha Amru. It says, Kashen Nivr Sa'isha Nivr Sot Nima. So Chazal say that since the derech the samach is the first samach by Yiskor, therefore it means that the woman that was created, the son was created with her. So so Chazal are emphasizing that the Sotan is dafkin nidvak to the Isha. What's the inyan? So he says the ki Isha nimshals lechoyma asher bechoyma davak ahead of Amisa. Generally speaking, the woman is always compared to Chayma, in the sense that the way Chazal describe is that it's the man Zera that sort of is Tsar the Tzura. The woman gives birth to this, you know, to the mass of flesh, so to speak. The Tafkid of the Ish is always kind of a Tsar Tzura. That is the Lashin of that's the surah that he always speaks about. Asher bechoyme davek harav amisa shuah satan. So chaima is always, it's the active element. When you take a person and you analyze him in terms of surah and chaima and so on, the way in which it goes is, the chomer is always an inactive element. It's just there, and it doesn't go any place. The tzura is the living entity. It's the active element. The misa is always, so just like when you have a locomotive with a car that it's schlepping along, so the locomotive is the active / live element. The car that it's schlepping is dead and a drag, and it's almost like we could look at it as a battle between the two, and therefore we say that the car's bag schlepping down the locomotive is the misa. So he says bedavze is bar lekam and veinkam makom zelvze dovabar. Well, the fikach toichachas musa sachakli only wanted this to tell you what Torah's Musa is. Hamiyasim sorem achomrish lechachatavosai b'meshu bal adoma chomris uboi dova kahedesh v'asotin dova ze misalikoy se min amisa shu derech me'ukol derech chayim v'zeh derech chayim Torah's Musa. So he says that since the person left by itself, it's like if you have, sometimes you have a car, it's misaligned, it has a bias to go right or to go left in itself. The person's goof, if there is nothing happening, it tends to schlep things its way. That's the tzura of a goof, schlepping down the nefesh. So he says, so the header is misalik the person. The header is which brings the person to Misa. The Chumri and the Teuchachas Chaim is pushing against it. It's an active push to nudge the person back to doing what's right. So the nekud over here of Chaim that he talks about is keneged del ma'itav chavarachta yomim. Ratzolayma shielocha hatoiva gomur v'hatoiva hu nitzchi. Ki ha'oir hu hatoiva gomur kimoi sha'omru la'oilam yetzar mechi toiv v'hu ha'oir. So if you take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, when he speaks about Olam Haba, he says that the Chayim is the Olam Haba is Chayim that has no it's nitzchias and it has no end to it, and it's toiv that has no ra to it. So the word orech, when you talk about the quality in spatial dimensions of length, length is the hemshechius. The breadth is how much it's makif. The length is how far does it go, and something which ends at some point, it peters out, means that's sort of like Misa. So Arichas Yomim, you know, is synonymous with eternity, because Oirech, in its absolute sense, doesn't have Hefsik. The quality of a line in it, beside its length, it's that, its Nekuda is its Metzias. The Archava is how much it's makif, how many inyanim are mukaf in this inyan, and the arichas is how far does it last, and so on. The let's understand a certain akuda about it. The limitation of something by dint of the fact that at some point it will stop being useful tells me that this inyan doesn't belong to the atzmius of it. So lemoshel, let's say a certain book serves me well from the age of 15 to 20, or from the age 80 to 100. And if there's a stop to it, that means that it's not the etzem nekuda. It's something which is teifus a chelik of my life, and it's a part of something. It's not the emes lamitoi. Anything that's emes lamitoi should have no end. It's like asking you, when I keep adding numbers, when does it stop? The answer is it doesn't stop. There's no stop to it, because adding numbers is a way of building numbers bligvul, because that's its metzias. So the chelik of being of arichus is the chelik that is synonymous with Chaim, and so the derech Chaim is the erech yomim, because you've hit onto the road that's kulei emes. So he says, "Vama kadei ner mitzvah Torah or yagia balatoyv, hu ha'oir atzofen letzadikim, ki ner mer mitzvah." So he's saying two things. Torah and mitzvahs give you two things. Ner mitzvah and Torah or will get you to the toiv, because toiv is the oir. And the musa will make sure that you continue, and it stops you from veering off in a way that it'll stop at some point. I want to go back a little bit and also explore the point that he says that the toiv is synonymous with oir, or synonymous with toiv. He says it definitely says it in the psukim that that oir is toiv, and he brings his psukim over here where he says which means it's a synonym for light. The first vayar lekim and it's vine toiv is going on oir. So I want to try a little bit just to maybe give one hesbe for it. Obamesh Rabbeinu, it says that the Vater Kitoiv, that the whole device is the smaller oir. The word toiv in the Bria is doesn't have any meaning. When I say that something has a good taste, that toiv means that it makes a pleasant taste on my taste buds. When I say something is good to use as a beam in my house, it means that the thing itself is effective as a beam because it's strong, it's durable, etc., etc. Those in Yanim of Toiv are physical Toiv, but not absolute Toiv. The word Toiv and Ra, the way we define it in moral Ifanim, means this has in itself a divine quality. This is of Ratzon Hashem, and this is not of Ratzon Hashem. That's the best we can do in determining, in defining what Toiv is. So, Toiv means that there's another, what's the right word for it? It's just like when I pick up, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was because he was in Somali Oir, it means that there is another spiritual dimension to this. It's just like any time when you have an Oir surrounding something, it's ki'ilu a non-physical dimension to it, like an neshama to a guf. That's what Oir is on a physical level. It's ke'ilu a non-physical quality that envelops the physical. So something which glows brightly has in itself a tsura of a physical thing that is emanating something ruchnistic and so on. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we define Ner Mitzvah and Torah Or as something which these are the elements that carry the same qualities as Or does to Chomer. You have the Chomer when it's a carrier for Or, there's a sense of something bigger than that. And when you have when you have mitzvahs, when you pick up something and you and it has in itself a ruchnistic dimension, there's a horror there. So I pick up a potato and there's trumas and isis in it, or giving it to an ani, that's a certain ruchnistic dimension that's associated with the thing, but it's beyond it, like oir would be to us. So when we're toif for something that glows, we see another dimension to that, to that item. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashras HaShchina is called Oyer because Ashras HaShchina means that there's going to be some sort of sense of another dimension to whatever object, place, etc. that we have over here. The combination of the two works as follows. Toiv brings a tsura of Elikus into the Bria, and Ner Mitzvah and Torah produce that glow. But even in yonim that are toiv, even in yonim that are ruchnistic, they all carry with themselves the chance of being driven into the ground by making it not part of the big picture, but its own ha'ara. The different spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are called iris, and each sphere is a divine gilui, and it gives a sense of kedusha. But if you focus on any one of them, you are going to get to a point where it will become non-productive or counterproductive. It's going to be something which is going to become ra. The only nekuda that we can say is always right is emes. Chasimos HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, because emes means in each situation I need to apply the appropriate anhag and the appropriate midah. That's why a very famous Devot says, and it's Pashat, Avram had a son Yishmael and he was not upset. I'm sure he wasn't happy, but it didn't say that his life is ruined. Yitzchak had a son Esav, it didn't say his life is ruined, he was just kind of upset when he was finally upset. Yaakov was missing one son, and it was Ois Mensch, and he said, that's it, I'm finished, I'm gone, you know, I lost. What happened? The answer is, in the midah of Chesed, there are areas where the Chesed becomes Ra, and that was Yishmael. No boundaries, he's Yad Bakol Yad Kol Boy, Arayas, this, that, and so on. The midah of Yitzchak, of Pachad Yitzchak, Gvura, is a wonderful midah, and it produces somebody that's Kol Kulei Masat HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Yitzchak. But Esav is when you use it wrong, when you're always out fighting with people, when you're always cruel and so on. That's the midah of it gone awry, and therefore it's not a pgam in Yitzchak if he has a son like Esav. But Yaakov's the midah of Emes, Titne Emes Yaakov. In Emes, if there are deviations at some point, it's not Emes. If I have a very, very, very straight line, but after 100 kilometers, it begins to be off by a centimeter, it had to have been off before, it just wasn't noticed. No line starts becoming off at some later point. And that's why if the Banav Shal Yaakov were to have some sort of pegam associated with them, then all of it is questionable if it was emes or not. So the gilui, the first, there's a darg of being megala alikus in the bria, and that's neir mitzvah tar, but there's always the chance that you don't have the whole picture right and you're going to misbalance it. And if you do that, it comes to an end someplace. So for that, you have the final thing, which is the Chachos Musa, which allows for a rebalancing of the different kayaks of a person. Any questions? Okay, good. So, Meretz Hashem, so in 2 weeks, it's Yom Tov for me next week. Once upon a time, it wouldn't have been Yom Tov, but now it's Yom Tov. Okay, David, take it. In summer, you're staying there, or you're...